Testing, testing. Here we go. My name is Thomas. I'm doing the way back, and this is my walk and talk. So today is actually, I'm trying to do a full work day. And so far, I haven't done anything. not really. Because life and cowardice. Let me tell you a little about it. So my daughter had a bladder infection a few months ago. And she, because of that, needed to have a scan of her kidneys at the hospital. And because of everything that I've been going through and my wife and everything, I think we've missed 3 appointments. So my wife actually promised that we would take her to the appointment today. And she had a job interview, so she couldn't take her. And I had to work, but I mean, in my current condition, whatever. So I took her to the hospital in the morning. We had a pretty good time. Like, it wasn't scary or anything, and we just hung out until the scan. She was a bit scared of the scan itself, but the doctors were super nice, and all went well. There's nothing wrong. It was just routine checkup, I guess. And after that, I dropped her off at the nursery, went back, and I think I circled myself for about an hour until I finally had the guts to go into the studio and turn on my computer to sit down and work. And I'm guessing the fear of getting back in there and starting doing stuff again is just, I don't know. It's difficult to work with it. But I managed to, like, pucker up and go in, turn on the machine, download the files that was sent to me so I could check out the like, it's only a little 10-minute video that needs to be sent for a pitch at the Cannes Film Festival. And it is not a huge creative undertaking, because I, as I've talked about a few times, this is a project that I've worked on for years. So I've actually done a few of these pitch trailers or like samples. So I have a fairly good idea what I'm supposed to do on this project and the style and everything. And I downloaded the files, I opened them up, and the video was formatted in the wrong, the file had only sound and no video, so I couldn't actually check it out and call up the director and talk about what I'm going to do for this project. So I had to make a request for a new file from the post-production house. And I decided to go for a run instead of going to the gym, because I felt like going to the gym would be taking too much time away from work. Driving there, having a full, like usually I'm there for like an hour and a half at least, and then get back and check if the file had actually arrived. And I just felt like that was taking too long. So I was like, okay, good. Let's do a run instead, which was in itself nice. Instead of being in the gym, looking at other people lifting weights and running in place, and usually everyone looks really miserable. So instead of that, I was running on the street under the blue sky, looking at nature, which, as we've established before, somehow helps you out. And I think it did a little bit. It was a bit disappointing that after doing so many hours in the gym, running down the street was fucking hard. I tell you, like, I don't think it was running as much as it was walking fast. But I did it. I think I logged 3 kilometers in roughly 25 minutes, which is a snail pace, which at some point when I was doing it felt very discouraging. But I have a Fitbit that tracks my heartbeat, and my heart rate was at like 150, which means that I'm actually doing a hard physical workout, because I'm 40, and 150 is getting into cardio workout zone for me. So I was like, okay, I might be hitting a super slow pace, but my heart is working and my blood is pumping and I'm out of breath. So I'm hitting all the right things in regards to actually having a hard physical workout. So that helped me, like, not feel shitty about that I was going so slow. Anyways, got back home, found the files, the new video that the production house sent me worked out fine, checked that out. And on a happy note, my wife came home after the job interview, and funnily enough, she didn't get the job that she was applying for, but they said they really, really liked her energy and her skill set, and they have another job that actually fits her a lot better. So they were like, go home, send your application again, but for the other job, and you pretty much have it already. Like, they pretty much guaranteed that she would get it if she applied for it right away. So she came home super excited, because her self-esteem have been down the toilet as well from her last job. So suddenly, someone saying, oh my God, we really like you for you. Your skill set is not necessarily the best for the job that you applied for, but we really want you just for a job that is better tailored for your set of skills. Made her, like, confidence go through the roof. Obviously, she's super scared that she's, like, she didn't come home with a contract. She didn't come home with a certifiable, yes, you have the job. So she's kind of like, on one hand, super excited. On one hand, a little scared, obviously. But that was nice to see her actually full of energy. And it helped me find the courage to contact my director and ask her to call me up so we could talk about the 10-minute clip that I'm supposed to design. Because I know, because we worked on this project for a few years, that she really likes me for my personality, and for like, she really likes working with me on projects, as well as the skill set and the creativity that I provide or have been providing before I hit this shit. And even though it really felt, it feels so difficult reaching out and asking for a conversation, even though you have a feeling that it's going to be a nice conversation or that you can handle it, It was still difficult to initiate the conversation. But I think that the energy that my wife brought home, like, to the house, to where we live, just helped ease that a little bit. Positivity can breed positivity, right? Yay. And we had a long conversation. Like, I just hung up with her, and I looked at my phone, And we spoke for almost 50 minutes. 50 minutes. And I didn't feel like I wanted to run away from the conversation at any point. It was a genuine mutual exchange of ideas. Where have you been? Where are you right now? I didn't open up about where I am emotionally right now, but I felt I didn't need to, because it was more of like a mutual understanding of professional like whereabouts and like what's going on professionally in your life. And it felt like it should be like this is how it's supposed to be when you're in a collaboration with another person about something that you both enjoy and feel passionate about. And now I have to actually sit down and do the work. And I was like, yeah, but I also have to do the talk and the walk. So here we are, walking and talking. And I seriously don't know if this is me circling again, not wanting to actually sit down and have the courage to open up the project and start doing the work, or if it's just me scared of breaking the ritual too much and saying, if I start working, I'm postponing my self-therapy to a degree where it becomes too late in the day and I might not make it, because then it's family time. And I don't know. It also could very well be a combination of those two things. And like we spoke about yesterday, I need to make sure that there's time for what I have to do for work, what I want to do to be able to deliver the quality product that I feel that I have to deliver out of my own self-criticism. But I also have to make space for myself and do that kind of with the room for also being there for my family. And today might be a very good little like scenario of how those things might balance out. Because I was there for my kid in the morning emotionally. Actually, I was there, even though I knew I was going to have a challenging day in the afternoon because I had to actually have work and have a creative discussion with my director. And my wife is out having a very, very difficult job interview. And somehow, even though all those things were in play, I was freaking out a little bit more, yes, but I was not about to run away and put my hole in the ground. I was somehow trying to control the anxiety and taking it one step at a time. I mean, my wife was doing what she does to control these things, and she was seeing me freaking out in the morning because there's a lot of things happening, and she was trying to make me a schedule, which was cute because she was herself really, really scared of the job interview. And because of that, she made me a very, very half-assed schedule that just managed to reinforce the anxiety that I had for what was going to happen. Because all she kind of put together was that I had to do the hospital thing with the kid and get her to nursery, get home, and get working. And somehow also make space for going to the gym and doing the walk and talk. And the cute thing is that she's missing quite a few crucial steps here about reviewing the material that was sent to me and having a discussion with the director about the creative steps needed to do the project, and also having to manage all the files that I need to manage and build a structure and possibly bring in old material from the years of tests and other other designs that I've done for this project along the way, because we've been working on this for years. And the cute thing is, I have a feeling that because all she sees is when I go to work, I go into my studio, or I drive out to someone else's studio, and I come home. And the steps involved in what I do is sometimes a mystery to her. Or I mean, sometimes I've actually tried to tell her about it, and she kind of zones out because it means very little to her, all the different intricate steps that I have to do to actually get some work done. And somehow those steps are right now seems like these huge mountains that I have to climb. And each step is a mountain. And they're difficult in all different ways. And the weird thing is, right now, it really feels like whenever I have to climb a new mountain, I have to, like, get myself up to speed so I can run up the hill. And the weird thing is, usually I mean, before I hit this roadblock of mental handicap or anxiety, depression, and stress, whatever label you want to put on it, I felt like once I hit work, I was running up and down the hills all the time, never stopping. I could do that for a whole day, never stopping to take a breath to run up the next hill. And for some reason, I don't seem to be able to do that right now. And climbing one mountain might leave me so exhausted that I don't feel like I can climb the next one. So I might just stay on top of that mountain looking down on what's coming next, or basically just climb the mountain, get off the mountain, stay in the valley looking up at the next mountain and saying, fuck this, I'm not doing this. This is crazy. Who runs up and down mountains all day long? And the funny thing was, when she was making that schedule, the running up and down the mountains, I don't think it ever occurred to her. It was like once you're running, no reason to stop. Like there, you just keep running, even though there's mountains going up and down. You just didn't occur to her. And it's weird because I felt it manifest on a physical level. Like the last few weeks, like ever since I was hit over the head with this depression or whatever, things are heavy. Like not on an emotional state or a like objects. Like I was picking up a power tool because I was doing some stuff in the garden, and the way I remembered this power tool, it wasn't that heavy. I mean, I was having difficulties carrying it. It was just like it's this, I don't even know what it is. I think it's called a multi-cutter. It was like, has this like flat saw blade kind of thing that goes back and forth, like zzz, and you can saw through wood by just pushing it onto the wood. It's a pretty cool tool. Good for demolishing shit. And I needed to take away a fence pole out in the garden. And this tool was just so much more heavy than I remembered it. And it was this weird sensation of like the strength in my arms, I know is there, because when I go to the gym and I put the weights on the machines, I'm not in a like super good state, because I've been working for over a year not hitting the gym, and I work mostly in front of the computer. So yeah, I'm not super strong right now, but I'm not weak. I can tell that because the machines, I mean, the weight that I put on the machines is roughly where I'm supposed to be in a I haven't worked out for a year state. But I'm not weak. But because of my current situation, stuff is heavy. Like really weirdly heavy. And it's not just this power tool. It's like plates. When I take plates out of the kitchen to set the table, it's all sorts of things. And it's such a strange feeling, because it's as if some objects have gotten extra weight while some haven't. Like my kid, for example, she has the same weight to her as she's had all the time. Like obviously she's like almost three, so she puts on weight all the time, so she gets heavier and heavier, which she's supposed to. But I don't feel her weigh unexpectedly much, whereas I feel that with objects, some objects. And I remember the first time it happened to me. I don't even remember what it was that I picked up, but it was like, what is going on? Why is this heavier than normal? And I'm like, am I just tired? Is it because of this like mental illness that I'm experiencing, that suddenly the world, like the physical stuff is difficult? But it's not everything. It's only some things that are difficult. And if anyone can explain that to me, I would love to hear why the fuck that is happening. Because it is weird. It is really weird. And somehow I think it's tied in to the metaphysical objects that I'm facing all the time when I have to do something and I'm scared of doing it. So like when I have to sit down and work, it's not just, oh yeah, you sit down and like fool around with some sounds and some good shit come out at the end. It's like all the different steps that it takes to get a 10-minute clip ready for a pitch competition in Ken. All the different things that such an endeavor takes, some of them feel heavy. I mean, most of them feel heavy. Some of them don't. And I guess it's the same with mental challenges, like social encounters and stuff. Some things are difficult, like extremely difficult in this weird way. And some have stayed the same. And I can understand if you're on the sidelines with someone experiencing this that you get confused. Because it's fucking confusing like shit. Like, why can you do this as if nothing, while as that other thing makes you, like, crumble? Like, and it might just be because I'm making progress, but a few days ago, last week, I had an online meeting with the director that I just had a phone conversation with. Online meeting with the director, a new composer, and the producer. And we're talking three people on an online Skype call, or whatever it was. Doesn't matter. Online video call, three people, and me. And after half an hour, I was about to run away screaming. And today, I had a one-on-one with one of these people. And I talked for 50 minutes, and I didn't feel a thing. How is that in any way? How does that make sense? We're talking about the same movie, where we're the same people. It's not a, I mean, we're not in the same room. The only difference is that one is with video, and today was just a normal phone call. And in the video call, there was more than one person. And is it that difficult? Is it that different? I mean, they're both conversations, but one requires me to handle more than one person's input plus visual stimulation and managing different people's expectations and meeting a new person that I haven't met before. So yeah, different. But not that different if you look at it from the outside world. I mean, from my personal world, we're talking about huge mountains that I needed to climb in the video call. And at some point, I was so exhausted that I was like, enough, I'm done, half an hour. And I'm like, I'm ready to quit. All done. And now with one person, no visual stimulation, and I can talk for 50 minutes without breaking a sweat. And I don't know why the world has suddenly made itself so difficult to navigate. And I completely understand why someone like my wife, who just sits down and says, okay, let's make a schedule, it's easy peasy, doesn't really comprehend the nuances of what is extremely difficult, like unmanageable, and what is business as usual, easy peasy. And unfortunately, I don't have a roadmap to this. And like you can hear, it's a fucking mystery to me. It's like, why is this happening? I don't understand. I mean, I can quantify it in a way, like, okay, I can set up these two scenarios with professional conversations within the same project and try and pinpoint what made them different and why I might have reacted differently to the two conversations. But before it actually happened, and before I had those two individual encounters, there's no way in hell that I could have made that quantification. There's just no way. And if I, from my point of view, who is probably the only one who right now can judge whether things are difficult or not. If I'm having so much issues, so much trouble figuring these things out, how's the rest of the world supposed to handle it? Like, how are anyone that I work with or live with or talk to supposed to figure out if this, if what we're, like, what we're about to do, is that going to be something that sends me reeling or something that I will enjoy? I have no idea. And I wish that I could put someone inside of my head to just, like, go and debug my brain and say, okay, beep, boop, bop, boop, boop, this is not good for you, and this is good for you. So do the things that are good for you, and don't do the things that are shitty. And this is what you're supposed to do to get back to being able to do all the things. And I'm guessing that's why some people, like, go to the drugs. Like, take a pill, even out the playing field. All things are equally non-important. And nothing spikes your anxiety, and nothing really spikes your interest either. I don't know. I haven't done these pills. I'm shit scared of them because this is how I envision them. And I mean, this process of trying to figure things out by just living through it, maybe it's just that my brain got, like, jumbled, and I need to reevaluate how my thought process is managing these different scenarios and try and figure out a way through it. And maybe that's why everyone says, like, and I'm guessing that's also why I'm saying that this takes time. I'm guessing the reason why I'm saying this is going to take time is because it's what everyone else is saying. How do I know? I don't know if this is going to take time. I mean, for fuck's sake. I only say this is going to take a lot of time to figure out because that's what people around me have experienced with depression and anxiety. People who hit the wall and start having these issues say, and professionals say, this will take time. It's not an over-the-night fix. And that's why I'm saying it. I mean, I'm mystified by the things that are going on with my emotions, with my physical strength. And again, I'm self-diagnosing, saying, oh my God, this is going to take some time to get over. How the fuck should I know? I mean, I might come to a weird realization in 2 days and say, oh, great, now I'm all better. And I have a sneaking suspicion that's not going to be true. And maybe it's just like, maybe I should just realize that what other people who have experienced the same kind of shit that I'm going through are saying is probably also going to be true for me. So from that point of view, I am not that special. What I'm going through is not that unique. It is my unique experience. It is my unique version of this experience, but it is not out of place unique in regards to what it takes. It's just mystifying to me how and why these things are occurring. So, yeah, I think that's about it. I feel like I'm kind of walking and talking in circles right now. So I think for the rest of the day, because I do have to do some work, I'm just going to keep an open mind. be observant of what's going on and try to take stock of what is happening. And that is where we end today. Keep an open mind. Check out what the fuck is going on. Yeah, that's it. So anyway, again, if anyone's listening, thank you very much for listening. It is helpful. And if no one's listening out there, then at least this is going to be safe in my pocket. Bye for now.